every time he took a bite, you know, of a steak, it wasn't always the same. They wanted to make the every bite the same, okay? So let's take a look back, and let's look back to 2006. In 2006, only 52% of our beef carcasses that were fed cattle carcasses, graded choice, okay? And there was a big change between 2006 and 2015. In that 10-year time period, the percent of fed cattle carcasses that graded choice went up 17% to just over 69% of the fed cattle carcass total, okay? And during that same time period, prime, which is the highest grade of beef cattle carcasses, it typically prior to 2005, 2006, it was kind of running in that 2 to 3.5% range. But by 2015, it also had inclined and got somewhere close to about 5%, just over 5%, okay? So what happened that caused this shift to higher graded carcasses? Basically, it all comes down to two things. It comes down to management, and it comes down to genetics. And cattle feeders, what they started doing was as far as the management side of it, they increased the number of days cattle were on feed. And when you do that, of course, that increases carcass weight, and it also then, what they found, increased marbling scores. And there were several reasons that this kind of come about. This may have not have been really intentional, but, you know, we were coming out of a drought. Our cattle numbers had shrunk considerably. We still had a demand, some demand. We had to meet that demand, and so we started feeding the cattle longer. And it didn't hurt anything that the price of corn during that time then was coming down. The price of cattle was going up, so it only made sense to the feeders to get them heavier, you know. And so by getting them heavier, we did increase the marbling scores. But genetics also played a huge part in this. Marbling, or that intermuscular fat, that's that white specks, you know, you see in a steak. It is moderately to highly heritable. So it's a trait that if you select for it over time, you can make big improvements fairly rapidly because it's highly heritable. And so the seed stock producers and commercial producers alike, they both seen that there was market signals that were encouraging them to improve the marbling scores. And so they started looking into using the intermuscular fat EPD, which is expected progeny difference. Okay. And that's where you can take a bull, you can compare two bulls within the same breed, and they will have EPDs on intermuscular fat. And so if you pick the higher one, then all of a sudden you can start building more rapidly that intermuscular fat. So because of the two factors we just discussed, because of the management and the increase in feeding, as well as the genetics, the U.S. fed beef cattle supply has experienced basically unprecedented improvements in marbling over the last 10 or 15 years. So I'm sure you've all heard the saying, beef, it's what's for dinner. Why don't you try a steak and tell me if you like it? I think you will. Until next time, this is Rod Schaub.
All righty, thank you. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.
All right, thank you.